What do Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, and Leonardo da Vinci all have in common, apart from being three of the greatest intellects of all time? In a word, dyslexia. Now, estimates show that some 15% of the UK has dyslexia, yet according to studies, just 3% of Brits consider dyslexia to be a positive. As a result, many with the condition try to hide it because of preconceived signals or seek help to correct their brains to become more like those of non-dyslexics. Now, the Dyslexic Code author, Carl DeLue, is a campaigner and he wants to change things. How? Well, he joins me now. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Simon. How are you keeping?
I'm well, thank you. First of all, to set the scene, what actually is dyslexia?
Dyslexia, in my view, is what the Oxford Concise University define it as, not being able to read, write, or spell properly.
That's more a result of dyslexia, isn't it?
Yes, the result is that in the educational system, you can't read or write or spell properly. And that causes you to have issues at school. And it's not only that, no two dyslexics are exactly similar, but in my case, you know, the teacher would ask a question. Most of the class will be on question two, and I'm still thinking about the first question. So I'm creating this event called ICD.World. It stands for International Celebration of Dyslexia, ICD.World. And the whole aim of this event is to make dyslexic people understand that they have a gift. And just sort of briefly summarizing how it works, if MRI studies show, and I cover this in my book, The Dyslexia Code, show that we use mainly our right side of our brains, when non-dyslexic use the left side. And what the educational, what reading, writing, and spelling does to you, because they've shown it in studies, they take a dyslexic person, let them read and write and spell a lot, and then they start using the left side of the brain. And what, in my view, that causes, it actually takes away the gift. So what's the way out of it? It is to just be able to let the dyslexic person cope in the educational system, but yet keep the gift of the right side, intuitive side, more artistic side, and let a dyslexic person excel.
So you're trying not to correct it, but to actually work with it.
Absolutely. So the biggest issue is that most dyslexic associations worldwide see dyslexia as a disability, and it could perhaps be in the educational system, because we must remember that up to 5,000 years ago, there wouldn't have been, before the written word, there wouldn't have been something like dyslexia. You know, Chinese, and there's, I use in my book an example of a lady that had a dyslexic child, and for whatever circumstances, they had to be taught Japanese, where all the signs are visual, and the dyslexia disappeared. So up to 5,000 years ago, there would not have been any dyslexic. So the word, you know, that is a disorder on its own is very negative. And we need to let dyslexic people understand they have a gift by knowing and showing them other dyslexic people. So for instance, this event, ICD event, I've invited Sir Richard Branston now for the last 9 years to be the bell cow to draw people to the very first event, which we want now on the 31st of August next year at the NEC, right in the middle of the UK. And last year, finally, he said yes, but he wanted a fee of $400,000 and then give that money to charity. So end of last week, I've invited him again, but on the premise that he comes for free, because we just haven't got that kind of money. And the whole event is about having a party and letting dyslexic understand that if they follow Sir Richard Branson's example, the world's their oyster.
Now, you're dyslexic yourself, am I right in saying that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I would think diagnosis is one of the things that's key as well, isn't it?
Yes, so growing up in South Africa in the educational system in the 1970s, I was never diagnosed. No one was diagnosed, certainly then, in South Africa. So my daughter has got dyslexia. She was taken out of school in Dublin, Ireland. And as soon as she was taken out of class, as soon as she was taken out of class to be assisted by a learning support teacher, we went to conceive the learning support teacher, and fortunately she advised that we get Alice checked with a psychologist. We went, and Alice, after the test, was diagnosed with mild dyslexia. And for the very first time, in front of my daughter and my then wife, I opened up to say that I'm dyslexic. And, you know, at those days we had checkbooks still, and I said to the lady, before I would have left the checkbook open so that the lady could put in her own name, because I couldn't spell Dedre. And for the first time, I opened up.
What was that like for you, though?
It was quite empowering. I suppose, you know, if I had to think, it's like a gay person suddenly coming out. You know, it's something that you sort of, it's great to open up. And then as soon as I've opened up, then I could assist my daughter and say, you know, ask her to say dyslexia is a gift. And then I would assume she would dream about that. And fortunately, I researched dyslexia on Amazon. There were something like 2,500 books. So where do you start? But I very quickly stumbled on the Davis's method, which is a holistic approach. And that assisted Alice hugely. And within 3 months, we had her back into the classroom. Which was important, because otherwise kids think, you know, she's stupid.
And so was the method of teaching changed for your daughter then, so that she could take part in things more easily?
No, the method stayed the same, but the Davis's method magically uses certain approaches. So they've got this mind's eye that they showed Alice. Sister Antoinette in Dublin showed Alice that she must look down on her mind. And then what she does is she reads a sentence for her age group. And when she gets to a word that she doesn't know, Sister Antoinette asks Alice to close her eyes. And then when she opens her eye and concentrate and sees this mind's eye that looks down on her, and then when she opens her eyes, magically she knows the word. And then through repetition, you know, we took her out for a 3 month period on a Saturday morning outside school, and within 3 months she got into a certain rhythm. And then what they also do is they used Ron Davis realized that there's like 250 trigger words that a dyslexic person cannot see, because a lot of dyslexic people are visual thinkers. So the word the, up, between, can't see, unlike horse or something like that, that you can clearly see. So they make dyslexic people use clay shapes. And for instance, the word up, Alice got a clay shape, an arrow pointing up. And then through that magically, like Alice was on something like about 20 words, and she stopped building in clay shapes. It sort of magically opens things up. And if anyone listened to the interview, the Davis's method, they charge something like £2,000 to assist someone. But Sister Antoinette did it very differently. She just charged like, I don't know what it was, $50, a euro or something per session, our session, on a Saturday morning. And within 3 months, just starting these methods, assisted Alice correctly. The last thing that, so you don't need to charge that kind of money. I would say to David's facilitators, just do it on an hourly rate and start off and then take it from there to make it financially viable for people. Just one last thing. The first thing that Sister Antoinette did was take a questionnaire of Alice's, for Alice. And we couldn't believe it. This happy child of us had a very, very low self-esteem, amazingly low. But that's changed very quickly.
So basically what you're trying to do is give the dyslexic person the tools to basically unlock their mind then, aren't you?
Yes. There's something about this method. Now, this method might not work on all every single dyslexic, because no two dyslexics are exactly the same. But it's using holistic, and there might be other approaches, and I've got a chapter that I dedicate to in my dyslexia code book on different methods, and there might be other methods that work, and it's a bit like stumbling and trying different things. But I would say to dyslexic people or their parents or people assisting them, use the holistic approach. Don't go for the traditional approach of making words, you know, drumming words into you repetitively, because that's the last thing a dyslexic child wants after a whole day of at school of this. Use an approach that's non-confrontational, that's open. And then the biggest thing is come to the ICD.world event, or we're going to stream it, and just appreciate that dyslexia is a gift, and that will do wonders.
I grew up with a degree of sight problems, and that affected my learning, and I tried to hide it as well because of various vanities. And you know, at the end up, you start perhaps feeling that you're not very intelligent because you're just not getting things right, and it just needs the circumstance just to change a little bit, or the attitude.
Yeah, well, you've said a lot there, so you know, I could see exactly what you've gone through is what a dyslexic person goes through. So there's a lot of similarity there.
Yeah. Where can we get more information on this, Cal?
ICD.world. Or Google International Celebration Dyslexia. And I've got an article that just recently gone to the press on there. And we're going to post this interview on there as well. And there's more details about my book. My book is really what I would have liked to have read, you know, in 2009, when Alice was discovered, we discovered Alice got dyslexia. So it's a different approach on dyslexia, and it's something that we certainly want every dyslexic person in the world to know.
And also for a parent, if you know that your child's dyslexic, then it makes things a lot clearer as to, you know, what the challenge is, so you can head in a certain direction then.
Yes, because, you know, teachers know dyslexic people are bright, similar to yourself. They would have known you're bright, but, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, in the old days, they used to put dunce caps on people and put them in the back of the class. Mm. So why is this person that's very intelligent not, you know, not wanting to concentrate in my class? So it's about letting non-dyslexic people understand that it's, you know, what the issue is. And the issue is we don't use the left side of the brain. It's very simple as that. Now, in my final paragraph, I sort of state where I would like the educational system to go in years to come. And that is literally having only about five kids per class, so we need to change the educational system far more one-on-one, but you know, that will take time.
It's certainly food for thought. Please give us that web address again, Carl.
ICD.world.
Certainly very interesting, and there's a place to go if you would like some more information on that. In the meantime, Carl Deleu, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you to you.